Hi, you're listening to another episode of Transcend Your Health. I am Erin Avery, and I hope you guys are having a fantastic day today. So with all that's been going on in the world, a lot of emotional eating has been happening and finding food and comfort in food. And I had to do an episode about this because right now, yes, we're on high alert. We are hyper-focused, and with that brings a lot of triggers, emotions, and if you are an emotional or a binge or overeater or just over whatevering to soothe yourself, this is a very critical time for you because as soon as you start to overthink, your brain goes into survival mode, and the survival mode mechanism instantly goes back to old habits of overeating, overdrinking, over whatevering that you do. So I thought I would do an episode about emotional eating tips. And the realization is that emotional hunger cannot be filled by food. It may provide temporary relief, but the feelings will still be there and you often feel worse afterwards. So I want you to think about this, right? So let's just say with this, you know, pandemic or stress at work or your kids are fighting all day and your spouse isn't helping you out, right? You have all these feelings, right? And those feelings, you just want to ignore them. And everyone that I usually talk to, their first thing is I want some wine, or they want to seek food and comfort. And here's the thing, right? Those first couple bites are going to be good. You're going to be like, ah, relieved, right? This is so good. Your brain chemicals are happy. You're getting all that dopamine and serotonin. But here's what happens, okay? You're eating this food, and once that feeling of excitement and that rush goes away, 90% of the time, if you are an overeater, an emotional eater, during that eating, you're going to start to have feelings of guilt, of shame, regret. Start saying to yourself, oh my God, I've just gained 5 pounds. Why did I do this? I suck. Whatever your emotional loop is that you tell yourself when you know you are doing something that you shouldn't be doing. And this whole time you're eating because you feel like you wanted to be comforted. You want to escape. But here's the thing. Comfort, true comfort, is something that when you look back on it in 20 minutes, 2 hours, and 2 days from now, you are still going to get that warm, fuzzy, feel-good feeling, right? Like, oh my God, that felt great. That comfort was good. It got me through this. That's a true comfort. Emotional eating and seeking food to find some kind of solace, that's a false comfort. And here's why. As I said, those few bites, it's going to be great, right? The chemicals are going to go off and you're going to feel elated. But as that wears off, right, you finished off the bag of Oreos, you ate the whole pot of mac and cheese, 20 minutes later, are you going to look back and think, oh my God, that was comforting? Or are you going to look back 20 minutes later and go, holy fuck, what did I do? I spent all this time trying to be good, eat clean, lose weight, and then I just ate a whole box of mac and cheese and some Oreos, and I think I might have grabbed some pretzels too. You don't feel good. That's not comfort. So not only do you have the stress, the boredom, the anxiety, the overwhelm from whatever it was that allowed you to eat the mac and cheese, the Oreos, the pretzels, but now you have guilt, shame, regret, hopelessness, helplessness, and all the other negative feelings on top of that. If emotional eating is serving a real purpose for you right now, it's going to take time for you to find new ways to deal with it, okay? Emotional eating, comfort eating, however you want to label this in this time, is something that needs to be looked at in a different way, right? You need to learn how to separate emotional hunger from physical hunger. Okay, and I've talked about this before. Emotional hunger comes from a place of urgency. It's sudden, right? Sometimes it's even mindless. You don't even know you're eating it. And they often lead to the guilt, shame, regret, or sadness. And it's a cycle, right? We have been programmed, if you're someone that is overeating, binging, you have been programmed for years to have an emotion, to block that emotion. In order to block that emotion, you eat. That's your cycle, right? Let's just get it out there and let's be honest. I know for me, that was my cycle. I didn't want to feel mad, bored, unhappy, angry, whatever it was. I didn't want to feel what I was feeling. I didn't want to deal with the actual situation, the problem. So my reaction was to eat. And every time I had a feeling that I did not want to deal with, I was conditioned to eat. And that's what happens, right? So in these times, even right now, right? Again, we're all in stress, we're all on high alert. You need to identify your emotional eating triggers. So stress, right, leads to high levels of the stress hormone cortisol. And cortisol triggers those cravings for sweet and salty and high-fat foods, right? And then when you get that trigger, you want to silence those emotions and numb yourself so that you don't feel, right? Another trigger is boredom, emptiness, right? Food keeps you occupied in that moment. So you're eating so that you don't feel that emptiness. You have something to fill that void. And then another one, again, is just the childhood habit. Like I said, right? Somewhere in your life, doesn't have to actually be your childhood, but somewhere in your life, you decided that food is where you're going to seek solace. Food is where you're going to find comfort. But those are false comforts. So now I want you to start thinking about your triggers. What is it that sets you off to want to find comfort in food so that you emotionally eat? What is that, right? Get curious about what the whole process looks like for you. What does it look like? How does it feel? What's going on just before you want to eat? What goes on during the eating? What happens right after? What emotions, thoughts, and sensations are going through your body? Okay. If you do indulge, what does it taste like? Does it satisfy you? Okay. These are practices that can slow you down and tune you into what's going on and give you ideas on how you can change that habit. Now, I am going to offer a suggestion that I think works best. It's worked for myself. It's worked for many of my other clients that have had this issue. And it's just to put on a timer for 5 to 10 minutes and just sit. Because here's what happens. When you get to sit in those emotions, okay, you get to feel the emotions. And that's what we really want to escape. We want to escape the feeling that we're getting in our bodies. It's not really even about being bored. It's not really even about, you know, being angry, upset, or stressed out. It's about sitting and not wanting to feel what's happening in our bodies. Okay? But it's going to be okay. You're not going to die. Think about your child, okay, or a child, and it's 10 o'clock at night, and they're like, I really want a Snickers. Give me a Snickers. What do you tell that kid? No, wait it out. You're going to be okay. Go to bed. You're not going to die. And you send that child off to bed, and they probably have all these feelings and emotions, and they probably go up there and cry. But you know what? They wait it out, they go to sleep, and they wake up tomorrow and they're alive. And the same thing can happen to you. When you put this timer on and you're able to just sit and feel the emotions that's happening in your body. Let me give you an example. I know for me, I have a really hard time, and I'm not going to lie, I'm not perfect. I have a really hard time with the after dinner sweet treat thing. I think we can all relate to this, right? There's some days I don't do it. There's some days I do it. But I remember I wanted something after dinner. This was probably 3 or 4 years ago. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to sit and I'm going to feel these feelings, right? This is when I first stumbled upon doing this. I'm just going to sit and I'm going to feel these feelings. I literally felt nauseated. My fingers and toes were like tingly, and I was actually sweaty, right? It was almost like I was having withdrawals, right? But I sat there and and I think I lasted, I didn't have a timer. I think it was just in my mind. So I could be off, but I sat there for what seemed like an hour, but it was really like maybe 4 minutes. And I wanted to throw up. Like that's what I felt in my body. I wanted to throw up, but I did not get a treat. I did not. I sat through it, the 4 or 5 minutes, whatever it was, it passed and I felt okay. I got water and I was like, that wasn't so bad. I didn't die. I felt every emotion. I was sitting there. I felt sweaty, nauseated. I even felt angry at myself because I could have just gotten up and got something to eat. But I wanted to break this habit. I wanted to experience something and come out of it on the other side okay. So the next day, I did it again. And you know what? I had those same sensations. I was still angry that I wasn't eating it. My mouth was salivating. I kind of felt nauseous again, but it was less intense. It's almost as if your brain is like, okay, we did this yesterday. We survived. This still sucks, but we can get through this. And then what seemed like, you know, an hour of sitting turned into maybe, I don't know, 2 minutes of sitting. And I came out of it, I got some water, and I was okay. The more and more I did this, the more and more I interrupted that pattern, and my body began to trust me. My brain began to trust me. And it was almost like, I don't know, 5, 6 days later, where after dinner, I would have the thought, I want a sweet treat, but you know what? I had no symptoms. It was, I think I want something sweet to eat. No, I don't. And I could walk away and I wouldn't get those feelings. I didn't have those feelings. Or it was, I think I want something sweet. And then I would open up the pantry and I would get something sweet and then I would only eat maybe half of it. Right? This is the time right now to start understanding how you operate in relation to food, right? Having a healthy relationship with food means understanding how you and food interact. So I want you to get curious. I want you to be able to practice slowing down, tuning into your body so that you can start to change the pattern, having a pattern interrupt with yourself and with your brain so that you can change this habit, right? So like I said, what I want to offer is that you sit in this. And this is by far, I think, one of the best ways to do it because the more you do it, the more the body begins to trust you. Other people, I know it works for them if they have alternatives like, I don't know, like if it's loneliness or sadness or depression, you know, reach out for support. Call or text a friend. If you have a pet, go take your dog for a walk or something. If you're anxious, right? Anxiety mimics movement, right? When we're anxious, we're all over the place in our heads and mind, but we need to change our state, right? So if you're sitting and you're anxious, just waiting, change your state, go for a walk, go work out, do something, right? Get that anxious energy moving through you and out of you. If you're tired or drained, right? Have something relaxing. That's your body telling you, right, that you need to slow down. And that's part of this. You need to slow down. So maybe take a hot bath, do some meditation, have some hot tea. If you're bored, boredom's a big one. Especially, I know for my clients that are parents, they, you know, work all day, they're doing something, they come home, they're doing something, then they have time with the kids, they have to run the kids here, there, and everywhere. And at the end of the night, they sit down and there's nothing to do. So it's usually boredom, right? So do something that's going to make you not bored, right? Read a book, do a puzzle, maybe do a game on your app, but don't use food with it, right? Because usually it's hand in hand. People are watching TV, eating on their phones and eating, but it's one or the, it's just do one, right? And choose the one that does not involve food. If you can, go explore a new place, take a drive, do a craft if you knit or sew, right? So to recap, because I could go on and on about this, and I feel like that's what I've been doing all week, is when a trigger hits, right, which is usually stress, it could be just your emotions, silence. It can be boredom, emptiness. It could just be, you know, a childhood habit that you have, you know, a certain part of the day you just eat, right? Figure out what your trigger is when your trigger happens. Set a timer for 1 to 5 minutes or take a break for 1 to 5, for about 5, 10 minutes, 1 to 5 minutes, not a minute. I'm really good on it. I really do stress 5 to 10 minutes. Give yourself actual time to let go or to sit and to feel. You do need that time. But take that break, walk away, sit in the feelings, distract yourself with journaling, just acknowledging your thoughts, feeling your body, stay connected to yourself and in the moment, right? Doing this makes you very powerful. Doing this makes you powerful in the sense that you are in control. That is the one superpower that we have, is control over our own self, our own being. And that control is fucking powerful, right? It's about your attitude towards things. It's about not being reactive. It's about showing restraint and thinking about what it is that you can do in this moment to be the most powerful you, right? That feeling, that power, and knowing that you can sit and accept all those feelings, it's gonna make you so much stronger. It doesn't make you less of a person. It doesn't make you weak. It's okay to be uncomfortable. It's okay. That uncomfortableness will slowly subside as you work on it. Okay? Like you tell a child, remember, no, wait it out. You're going to be fine. You're not going to die. The same applies to you. The exact same applies to you. Just because you're the adult and just because it's available to you, stop being spoiled. Stop giving in to, right? Don't give into it. Don't lean into it. Don't lean into the stress, the cravings, the anxiety. Lean into being powerful. Lean into being curious. Lean into exploring all the different things that you can do so that you can make yourself less of an emotional eater. so that you can walk around and know that when you're stressed, upset, right, bored, feel lonely, that you have the weapon in your back pocket. And that weapon is not food. You can find true comfort. So in 20 minutes a day, right, you can look back and say, yeah, that was cool. No more guilt of shame, no more guilt of regret, no more sadness, but just that was cool, right? And move on. So that was on my heart today. It's been something that's been all week since this lockdown around the world. I hope you got some type of nugget of goodness out of this. If you did, please share. I would love to hear from you. If you have anything that's on your mind right now that maybe I can coach you through, talk about, please email me, erinaveryfitness@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you. You can always follow me on Instagram, Erin Avery Fitness, and on Facebook, you can just look me up, Erin Avery. I'm here for you. I'm cheering for you. I hope you guys are all being safe and healthy. I'll talk to you next week.